This is Tanisha Naughton, aka Miss Wellness LLC, and I am on Moments of Grace with Dr. Butler.
This is your host, Dr. Adriel Butler, and welcome to A Moment of Grace. Happy to have you here with us. You know, this time of year, people make resolutions. They make promises to themselves to take better care of themselves. I'm not one of those people. I tried to be one years and years ago. I tried to be one of those people, but I find myself not holding up to it. Maybe one of the reasons is that, you know, I didn't take it serious enough, or, you know, I saw something in myself I needed to change, but it wasn't severe enough that I wanted to make it a lifestyle. One thing's for sure, these bodies that we have are going to be with us for the rest of our lives. We've got to take care of them. And one of the things that started me back on my weight loss journey, as most of you know that listen, I've had a child late in life, and she's 12 years old. She is the absolute apple of my eye. I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I hope my wife's not listening to that. And at 12, I'm wondering, you know, how in the world could I survive and walk her down the aisle if I'm 300 pounds plus? So, you know, that was enough to push me to take my weight loss very serious, eating better, making sure my high blood pressure was regulated and my sugar and all those things. My guest today is a vegan and an absolute great person. I think you're going to love talking with her. Her name is Tanisha Naughton, and she is known as Miss Wellness Fitness. So, Tanisha, welcome to Moments of Grace podcast.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Would you introduce yourself to the Moments of Grace audience, please?
Yeah, definitely. Hi, everyone. So I am Tanisha, aka Miss Wellness or Miss Wellness Fitness. And I am working with women of color. I'm helping them reclaim their health through a vegan transition and learn how to cleanse naturally with herbs.
Okay. All right. I have a friend of mine. We went to seminary together, and she's a vegan, and she always gives me, she says, pretty difficult for her, you know, when she goes out to eat or when she's at family functions and all of that. So, Tanisha, what started you on this weight loss, on this journey to become a vegan and also, you know, fitness and health?
Yeah. So, honestly, an unfortunate situation. So my mom actually was diagnosed with having diabetes, and she was on all the medications, and she just wasn't getting better. To take it a step before that occurred, I've always been in the fitness and wellness industry. I'm a Division II college basketball athlete. Okay. I've been a personal trainer. Like, literally, from like seven, I've been an athlete, you know, so it's always been in my world. But when my mom got sick, it was a change of what fitness and wellness looked like for me. Because before, it was just, you know, you work out, right, you maybe eat okay, but I really was eating terrible back then. So when she got sick and she wasn't getting any better based off of Western medications, you know, I was scared, you know, because my mom had temporary loss of vision. She was very lethargic, and you could just tell that she wasn't the happy, joyous person that I know her to be. And at this time, I was actually 30 pounds heavier post, you know, being athlete and college basketball. Right. So I had started learning about Dr. Sabi and different holistic practitioners who have actually helped people, right, who have diabetes. And I really didn't know if it was going to work. I tell everyone, like, I took a risk at that time. It seemed like a risk. I was just trying to figure out anything that I could do to help my mom, because I have people in my family who have suffered from diabetes, some that are no longer here too.
Gotcha.
So decided to go down this path. I started cooking more vegan meals for us. I started cleansing with herbs for both her and I. And I kind of became my mom's caretaker. So we almost switched roles a little bit, you know. And it was
Now, was your
scary.
mom living with you at the time, or you would just come in and
Yeah.
cook
No,
meals?
I was living. Yeah, I was living with her.
Got you. Got you.
But it was a very scary time in our lives, and stressful too, you know, when you go from, you know, just being a kid and you're like, oh man, like my mom is really going through it, and you're just trying to help as much as you can.
Now, when you had this
So
epiphany, how were you? Because again, like you played
yeah.
basketball, you've been an athlete your whole life, you know, fitness and wellness your whole life. So when did this epiphany happen that, hey, I've got to do this for myself as well as my mom?
Yeah, when this happened, I was around 28,
Okay.
29. Yeah, it was back in 2017 when she really got the diagnosis. So I was like, okay, let's try this. It really was just a try because nothing else was working.
Right.
So took her off the medication. I wasn't a nutritionist. I didn't know what I'm doing, but it just really showed like food is medicine, because when she went back to the doctor, got her blood work, he was like, I don't know what your daughter's done, but your levels are better and you don't need the medication. But he didn't know I had already taken her off, you know?
I
So
got you.
it was just a testimony to be like, wow, like we are in control of our health. Like we have to reclaim that power back. And then in addition to helping my mom, I lost the 30 pounds that I had gained. And I was like, man, like why would I go back after now I'm researching, you know, what these herbs do. Now I'm looking at different documentaries, you know, like What the Health, and seeing how meat is processed and the different things that go in there. I'm like, there's no way I'm going back, you
Right.
know. And that was the pivotal moment for me to now start one to become a wellness coach instead of just a personal trainer and helping people work on their physique. Like it's great if you have abs, but what do your insides look like?
Exactly. Right. And as I said at the top of the show, you know, I started my little journey here myself. I'm kind of like you were. I was an athlete. I'm prior military, so used to being in that athletic realm my whole life. And then, of course, getting out of the military, then just stop. You know, you know, you balloon. You at 30, I ballooned 120 pounds. You know, I was typically close to 300. And you know, we got into water fasting and things of this nature and intermittent. I'm not vegan all the way. My sister, I talked about, you know, she's trying to her best to turn around, but you know, understanding how processed foods are really killing us, you know. And when you say you're not a nutritionist, before your mother had that diagnosis, the doctor to tell you she had turned around. Were you a little leery, you know, taking her off the medicine and everything?
Oh yeah, I was scared
I could imagine.
because we, you know, growing up, that's not what we're taught, that
Right.
we shouldn't be off
Exactly.
of medication. We're
Exactly.
taught like, no, this medication will help you.
Yeah.
But really and truly, the medication gives you a diagnosis or a symptom of something else. It
Exactly.
only mitigates the problem. But in her case, it wasn't. She was just getting all these different symptoms, and it's like, no, let's try something that we've never tried before. You know, it's like when you have the constant headache and you just reach for the Tylenol.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of that, again, it's just mitigating your problem. It's not getting rid of it. Like, let's look at why you
Right,
having
the
that.
why,
And
right.
right. And that's why I love what I do, being a vegan coach, because people just think that, oh yeah, she's going to help me transition. And it's like, no, I'm actually looking at you as a whole human. Like,
Right.
what is your stress levels? Like, what's your mindset? Because I have affirmations and meditation that I put into my program because of that. Like, all of that stuff is important. You know, like your body holds so much stress and trauma inside of it. And that can be a reason why you're having these different inflammations and things going on in your body. So yeah, when at first it was scary, but now I'm like, I do it three times over again, you know,
I
like
got you.
we have the power, you know, people need to understand that. Or and if you don't, then you know, have someone who can hold your hand and help you with that.
Exactly. And well, I know my doctor's not listening. I hope she's not listening. But I kind of did the exact same thing. I, you know, once I started eating better, my A1C was up to 8.689, and blood pressure was just, you know, totally out of whack. And A1C now is in the fives. And I didn't tell her at the time. She said, "Well, you know, the medicine's working." And I'm like, it's not the medicine, but it is the medicine, because first of all, I'm a man of faith. And secondly, our bodies are truly temples. And what we put in them are either going to be, it's either going to be clean dirt. It's no other way around it. No other way around it. Anything that's dirty that's going in cannot put anything clean out. So that's just reality. Tanisha, I'd like to take a break if we can, and when we come back, we want to continue our conversation. Okay.
Sounds good.
Wonderful, wonderful. We are talking with Tanisha Naughton, who is Miss Wellness and Miss Wellness and Fitness. Guys, as you're hearing her journey into becoming a vegan, the beautiful thing is you can start anywhere. As long as you have breath in your body, you can start anywhere. Don't allow yourself and anyone else to tell you you cannot do it. You can go through this weight loss, but it's about, and we come up with the word, German word all the time, Gestalt. It's all about living a holistic lifestyle. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Tanisha, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Wall Street has made investing look complex. There is an academy that strives to simplify what seems complicated. TradeAcademyPro.com can assist you in learning the fundamentals of investing. For more information, go to TradeAcademyPro.com, where beginners become winners.
Over 600,000 Americans live under the banner of being unsheltered. Statistics show that 60% of unhoused families are underemployed. While we live in the richest nation in the world, our poor have been overlooked. Our nation's unsheltered veterans and unhoused families need God's grace and love to manifest in this season. The Grace Project is an answer to families attempting to transition from homelessness to home ownership. The Grace Project provides clean, affordable homes to the homeless. Would you consider giving a donation of any amount to assist us with this divine effort? You can give at www.graceproject.info. Unsheltered families can also fill out an application on the site. www.graceproject.info. Thank you in advance from the Grace Project.
And we're back. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler, and we're talking with Tanisha Naughton, who is a vegan, also is into trying to empower you guys as a wellness coach. It's about empowering. So many times we give up our power to things. We sit on the couch and we give up our power of our minds to watching a program, or we read a book and we give our power up to our imagination. One of the worst things that I think we do to ourselves is when we eat the wrong stuff, we give our power up for our health. And so Tanisha is here and she's continuing to talk with us about the vegan lifestyle and also about losing weight. Tanisha, you said you had lost, before we went on break, you had lost 30 pounds at the beginning of your journey. And you've also talked about maybe helping people to body sculpture. How is that going for you? How does that work out?
Yeah, so I love to say that I'm all about self-sustainability. So it's not about the quick fix. Like, I'm not
Exactly.
that
Right.
wellness coach who's like, here, take these supplements and, let's get you down, 10 sizes. Like, it's not realistic. And what I'm teaching people with the empowerment is self-sustainability. It's the long goal. Like, do you want to wake up feeling great with no aches and pains? Or do you want to wake up tomorrow and just be like, oh man, like I lost the weight, but you still have all this inflammation in your body?
Exactly.
So what I'm doing with people is, we're cleansing with herbs. We're doing a 7-day juice smoothie cleanse. We're also talking about working out because it is important. Like, you do need to move your body, but it looks very different in how I feel about working out now than before. Before it was, you go to the gym, I'm playing basketball, I'm running track. Like, a simple walk is enough. A simple hike is okay. As long as you're doing something, you want to do yoga, that's okay. Like, I am not in my program where I'm like, you have to do this workout. No, but do something.
Right.
And it's the whole 360 worldview of wellness. It is, let's make sure that your mind is okay. Like, are you journaling? Are you doing any type of meditation to help clear your mind? Because people, you mentioned, the book, and we run away in our imagination, or the TV, it takes away from our thoughts. Like, you need to sit with your thoughts.
Right. For real.
And it's scary, because that's been part of my journey. Like, veganism has actually led me down towards spirituality. I never used to do meditation, affirmations, journal, none of these practices that I'm talking to you guys about. And I say that because it just shows how much when you are eating cleaner, your temple becomes clean. And now I'm thinking clearer. I have more clarity about my purpose and what I want to do. Like, this vision, I'm in business because I started eating cleaner, because I saw how it helped my family. And then the business got birthed. So you can imagine, as a mom or a spouse, an entrepreneur, if there are ideas that are, they feel blocked, they're blocked because you're eating junk and
Exactly.
you're backed up.
Right.
So, we're tackling it from the foods that you're going to be ingesting, and we're talking about cleaner meals and juices, but we're also talking about your mindset. And then it's also like, okay, well, make sure you're getting some type of activity going on in your day. And that's, I feel like, what separates me, is that you're not just becoming vegan, like, you're becoming a better human.
Amen. Gotcha. You know, the other piece in what you're doing that I love, because you know I you know like I said, well, play basketball, football, not all that other stuff in the military, and we did that stuff almost as second nature, because you know back in the days we were told as athletes, no pain, no gain. You know, so we would out get out got on the field hurt, got on the field with concussions. And you know, as technology has increased and our understanding of the human body, we say, hey, you're doing more damage to yourself than that. You know, not resting your body and things of that nature. What I love about what you're doing is the holistic approach of also bringing in the cognitive abilities of understanding your body, understanding your wellness. I think that's a piece some people may miss, especially, you know, if you're just an aerobic destructive, you know, you're not, you know, I'm just helping you to work out and to shape your body, but the lifestyle piece is what I think that's missed. And that's what I like about what you're doing. You know, like you said, you didn't start meditating. How did you start that? How did that start for you?
Honestly, I'm still trying to remember
Gotcha.
sometimes, because I really feel like I just fell into these
Okay.
practices. Yeah, it was,
But
I
that's
remember
part of
the
being
year.
human, isn't it? But I think what you where you're at, we fall into it, but it's already in us to do.
Right. I was
We're
just coming back to
so
myself.
consumed. We're so consumed with everything. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're
Love this
absolutely
conversation.
correct. Yeah, because it is coming back to self, to who I am originally, but just who I forgot, and
Don't you like that?
because you mentioned with the TV, like, I on this journey around 2018, I'd say, is when I started picking up the meditation roughly. And in that time, my TV time cut down.
Exactly.
Like, what increased was me reading books and listening to podcasts and just wanting to feed my soul with things that really were lighting me up in the wellness field, of course, but also, like, I got into real estate, and it was just these things that were like, wow, like, who am I? I even slowed down drinking. I was a big drinker,
Gotcha.
huge, and my body started rejecting. So, like, my wellness journey of becoming vegan has so many tears in it, which is why I include the mindset, because that was my journey. Like, I literally started talking to myself in the mirror, like, you're amazing, you're unstoppable. Those affirmations, I was like, who are you? And but it's like, no, this is who you are at the core, but you forgot. And now you're here, and that is the beautiful journey. And that's why I say helping women reclaim their health, and it is empowering, because when you can look at yourself in that mirror and be like, wow, like, I am an amazing human being, and I'm here for a purpose, and I know what that purpose is because of this lifestyle that I'm living. Like, it's unstoppable.
You know, and as you were talking, I was thinking I had was sharing something with some talk I had one time, and I asked the audience the question, who could fly? And everybody just kind of looked at me, strange because of physics. I said, but nobody, who told you you couldn't? You know, that's the thing, that we're taught what we can do. Nobody is really telling us who we can be. You know, what success is on purpose. We really have to rethink and retrain ourselves because we've had so much negativity, so much negative energy, so much negative things that have bombarded us our whole lives. So, you know, who told us we can't fly? And it may be physically impossible, but if you understand the mindset, you know, who told you you couldn't? You know, who told you couldn't be healthy? And I look at my relationship with food. How did you know it starts when we're young, because I come from a clean plate family. You know, you eat every grain of rice that's on there because there's kids in Africa that need that. And I don't know if you've heard that before or not, but you know, that's kind of the household I came from. So our relationship with food has become detrimental to us if it's not healthy food, to include, you know, even changing the mindset that, you know, when I eat some chips, if it's something that's processed, I'm no longer eating food, I'm eating a product. You know, and we've got to get back to actually eating food.
I mean, we need the food to electrify our souls,
Right.
you know. And even like when I said earlier about having a headache, you know, what I started doing, and this is something people can put into immediate practice, is listening to different frequencies like binaural beats. Like, there is so much power in the vibrations and music, like, it is healing. And when I started at first, you know, the first 5, 10 minutes, because it's about what you believe too, you know, like, do you really believe that this is going to help you? And when I started doing it consistently, I was like, wow, I'm no longer experiencing these headaches that I was going through. But before, I was queen of running towards the Tylenol. You know, when the menstrual cycle comes for us women, going for that, you know, whereas now using herbs such as raspberry leaf, that helps with that time of the month. So it's really like just giving yourself that love back. And that's what I'm helping women do, is like, learn how to love on yourself again. Because like you mentioned Africa, but like, that we're going back to Mother Nature.
That's
These
right.
things were already done. I'm not, you know, I'm not reinventing anything. Like, it's been done. We can do these things, but you gotta want to put in some of the work.
That's right. And we've, like you said, we forgot who we were, you know, because we've become modernized and everything else. We're modifying. We're modified humans is what we've become, and we've allowed the food and sugar and everything else to modify us. Tanisha, with everything that you have going on, do you have any offers that you offer to your guests? Or let me even take it a step further. Do you have anything to offer my own care?
Absolutely. Yes, I have a few things. So, my biggest offer is my one-on-one coaching program. It's called the Neo Soul Plant-Based Program, 90 days, where you have me one-on-one, tech support, video call, the grocery list, the affirmations, all the things that we've been talking about, but really helping you reclaim your health. And I also have a 7-day Neo Soul cleanse, where, you know, just for the people who are like, I don't know if I want to become vegan, but I do want to cleanse my body, which everybody needs a cleanse, you know, no matter what lifestyle you take part in, you
That's
need
right.
one. So I have that as well. And for anyone who wants to follow me, you know, on my socials, Instagram is plant-based vibes. So PlantBaseVibes. Same name on TikTok as well. And what I'd love to do for your listeners is actually, anyone who was listening to this, they can book a free consultation call with me. I do give out a free 15-minute call. So yeah, we could just talk about what your needs are and see how we can help, give you some tangible resources, and then see if it's a good fit.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sounds good. Sounds good. And we'll have all your information in the show notes as well. So as you'll know how to get in contact with her. Tanisha, before I let you go, give us one powerful affirmation that's just going to bless our day.
Oh, there's so
So
many.
many. I got you.
I'm gonna go with the big one that I say daily though now, and it's, I am unstoppable. You know, like, you can do anything that you set your mind to, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you for being with us, Tanisha. We got to
Thank you
get
for
you back.
having me.
We'll have to we're doing the audio on this one. We'll have to get you on the video next time.
Yeah.
If that sounds okay. Hey guys, you listen to Tanisha Naughton, and there's one thing I want you to take away from our discussion is to take back your control. You guys know me, and one of the things I always say is, you know, as it comes to a dream, you can either wish for it or work. I want you to continue to work for your dream. There's nothing wrong with wishing for a dream. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a dream. But the moment you get off the couch and do something with that dream, guys, you come to a place of success you've never been before. You come into new areas of life, new areas of love, new areas of self-love that you've never experienced before. And I want all of that for you. I want you to live a better life. I want you to have a better life. I want you to love like you ever, never before in life. With that said, we'll look forward to talking with you again here on Moments of Grace Podcast. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. Remember, love God, love life, keep the light on. We'll see you next time. Take care.